Looking for a resource that will quickly let you know what Mormon leaders have taught on a given topic? Like the gospel, Jesus Christ, the great apostasy, or grace? If so, in their own words, a collection of Mormon quotations may be the answer. Compiled by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever, this book has thousands of quotations in an easy-to-read topical format. In Their Own Words is available at the Utah Lighthouse Ministry Bookstore on West Temple near Smith's Ballpark or online at mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. But we've also been privileged to have with us this week Pastor Scott McKinney. Scott is the pastor of Center Point Church in Orem, and Orem is located in Utah County, which is south of Salt Lake County, a very high LDS population. And as we talked about in a previous broadcast, when Scott had a brief conversation with basketball coach Rick Majerus, and he was telling him what he did, even Rick Majerus said that pastoring in Utah County was a quote-unquote tough gig. And so we're talking about Scott's adventures of pastoring in the state of Utah, more particularly in Utah County. And there's something, Scott, that you say in your introduction that I want to talk about very briefly, and that is this. You say the challenge of this place is that we are trying to communicate the gospel to people that believe in a different gospel. Mormons call their gospel, quote, the restored gospel, end quote. You say we are trying to reach people that are aggressively trying to reach people like us. How do we do that? And you say that that is the question you hope to address in your book. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by this different gospel? Because in yesterday's show, you were mentioning how a lot of Latter-day Saints try to tell us that they are, well, basically Christians just like us. Certainly, if they have what they call a restored gospel, that is not the gospel we're talking about. So what do you mean by that? What do you need to communicate to Christians living here in Utah about that?
When Mormons talk about the restored gospel, it is, I would say, maybe the easiest way to talk about it would be, it is the gospel of more. You meet somebody and you tell them that you believe in Jesus and you're a follower of Jesus, and you ask them as a Mormon, if I were to have a conversation with a Mormon neighbor and I was to say, well, all right, I've got Jesus, what more do I need? Or what have you got? And they would say, well, there is the restoration. The Christian church fell into apostasy for 17 centuries, and the one true church didn't exist on earth. And then through Joseph Smith, the one true church was restored. And they have a book of scripture, the Book of Mormon, that proves that Joseph Smith is a prophet. And as a result of that, we can know that the church is true and the priesthood has been restored. And through the LDS church, people can find salvation and exaltation. So for us, the challenge is saying, well, it's real Christianity. The gospel is not Jesus plus. Real Christianity is Jesus is enough, that Jesus plus nothing equals everything. I was at a world religions class, was asked to speak in a world religions class at BYU once, and they wanted me to talk about our church, and I said, we exist to reach the people of Utah Valley with the good news of Jesus Christ. And a young man raised his hands, and he said, why would you make that your goal? Why would you try to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ that are already Christian? And I just paused. I didn't say anything. There was a kind of an awkward silence. And a young lady in the back of the class said, well, we do the same thing. What she was pointing out was that most converts to the LDS church have a background in some sort of Christian church. The Gospel of Mormonism doesn't make sense to people that don't have some background in Christianity. If you're going to believe that the church is in apostasy and that the church needs to be restored, you need to have a background, some experience with some form of Christianity. And She was just pointing out that that's who Mormon missionaries, that's who the church tends to win. This young man said, well, but yeah, but we have more. You know, we got more. And then I said at that point, but we have less. And right. The less is Jesus, and yeah. He's enough. And I, you know, explained the whole Jesus plus nothing equals everything. And so I think there's something that is attractive about saying to people, there's more, you can have more. And what we are saying is, no, there's nothing else that we can add to Jesus, that in Christ, all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form, and you have received fullness in Christ, Colossians 2. So if you have Christ, you have all that God can give you. That's the challenge. But I think the Holy Spirit has to bring people to the point where somehow it's not working. And that can happen in a lot of different ways. I think some people find that the LDS church isn't working for them intellectually. For some, it's social. For some, it's moral. Everybody has a different story.
Scott, yesterday we were talking about how people are leaving in droves from the LDS church. And the idea of where they go after they leave, Jana Reese, a Mormon blogger, wrote a book called The Next Mormons a few years ago. She did a survey, and it was an incredible survey, because what it said was that 45% of all people who leave the LDS church go to atheism, agnosticism, or nothing at all, and only 10% become evangelical Christians. So in your mind, what is it that the church should be doing to bring more people into a relationship with Jesus?
I've read the book. One of the things that I think we have to realize is that if you've accepted the gospel of Mormonism, that is, that the rest of Christendom is in apostasy, there's a bit of a mental leap for people to go back and say that something that you once considered to be apostate, you now are finding the truth there. I think one of the things that we have to do is we can't make it about church, our church, my church. I am a big believer in the local church. The local church exists to reach the world with the good news of Jesus Christ, to go to all nations and make disciples. I think we have to do church in such a way that makes sense to this culture. I believe the New Testament gives us freedom to form the church in such a way that it will make sense to the culture that we are around. I don't think people want to go from one quote unquote organized, the best organized religion the world has ever known, in my opinion, to another organized religion. And we can't make it about religion. We have to make it about Jesus. And we used to talk when I first got here, every church talked about membership. It takes a long time for people when they arrive here at our church to come to faith in Christ. And we would start talking about membership to people, and they would go, well, I've already been a member of one church. I don't know if I want to repeat that experience. So we just don't emphasize membership. We talk a lot about belonging, believing, and becoming. We obviously have a form of government. We're a congregationally run church where we do have a membership, but for people to become members, they pretty much have to come to us and ask us to, they say they want to become members, but we just don't talk about it on Sunday morning. We don't make it a big emphasis, because people here have already belonged and they've already been burned. So let's not make membership kind of an obstacle to people coming to faith in Christ. What we're interested in is not people becoming members of our church. We're interested in becoming members of the body of Christ and coming into a relationship with Christ. So we've been willing to change in areas where we are, without thinking about it, really creating obstacles for people coming to faith. Make it about Jesus, and we'll go from there.
I think you bring up something that's very important, and something that we as evangelicals cannot overlook. But when a Latter-day Saint is going through this period where they've realized that what they've believed in, what they've supported, what they've worked for is not true, these people feel very much betrayed. And when they come into our churches, they are usually broken people who are looking for, as you say, answers. And they're hurting. They are hurting people that really need our concern, our compassion for them. I think our patience as well. Would you say that probably one mistake that a church could make for a person coming out of the LDS church is to maybe put them in some kind of position before they're ready and they have not gotten through this hurt period or this brokenness? What would be your thoughts on that?
I think it's important. And I would say you never want to lay hands on people too quickly.
Right.
But I believe one of the ways people connect early on is through service. And so we have people that are serving in children's ministry, serving all over the place. They're right in the middle of that transition. We want them to see their service. We want to see them to see their giving along these lines. I don't have to, I get to. And we just tell them, look, if you look at this like, oh, I have to, then don't do it. Don't be involved. But if it's a, hey, I get to, then that's what we're looking for. I've just found in this culture that more people respond to serving and giving if we put it in those terms rather than if we go, well, if you're going to be here, then you need to pull your weight. No. If you want to, if you have a desire to do this, then come and serve. But in terms of leadership, I would say that it's important for people who to have dealt with their issues related to Mormonism. And there are a lot of people that just haven't forgiven the LDS church. There's a lot of anger and hurt. And in one sense, we have to help them forgive. They need to forgive the church. They need to forgive the people within the church that hurt them. And then move on and not look in the rearview mirror, not spend your life thinking back about what happened to me back there when I was LDS, but make the rest of your life about following Jesus.
That's a good point, because I recall years ago, they used to have what they call the ex-Mormon conference, and I used to try to attend that whenever I could. And one of the sad things that I would always take away from the ex-Mormon conference is many of the people that are involved in this never came to a saving faith in Christ, and you could tell they were still very hurt and still very angry about what the church had done to them. I think if there's any cure for what they're going through when they realize that they were betrayed by Joseph Smith, is they need some way to understand how to forgive.
Being a former Mormon, an ex-Mormon, after having spent a life in faithful service, that can become your identity. I've read more and talked more about the LDS church. I mean, I've got a lot of background here, having pastored a church for 32 years in this area. That's not a great way to define who you are as something I used to be. But I'm trying to tell people, define yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ with a set of experiences that help you deal with people that you live around. I would say 2/3 of our church is coming from a Mormon background. There are things that you have experienced as a Latter-day Saint that are valuable, that speak to people that are still in the culture, but there are things that are Latter-day Saint that I think they have to bring to our church that are enriching and that are, I mean, it is some wonderful experiences and things that we can learn from our Latter-day Saint neighbors.
We've been talking with Pastor Scott McKinney. He's the pastor of Center Point Church in Orem, Utah. That's in Utah County. He's written a book titled Keep Showing Up, A Utah Pastor's Journey. You can check that book out on Amazon.com. And tomorrow we're going to wrap up our conversation with Pastor Scott.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.